We kick the hour off by welcoming in Lisa Burke, the director of the North Platte Lake County Visitors Bureau. Lisa, good to see you in the studio. How's November been treating you?
It has been really super busy.
Good. Yeah. The weather's been cooperative, too, so
that's helped. Yes, it has, but we've been busy working on stuff for the spring. You know, the sandhill crane migration will start, and we're trying to... We start our marketing actually in December for that.
Okay. And that's the world-renowned Sandhills crane migration,
yes,
folks.
Yes, it is the world-renowned Sandhill migration, yes. So,
before we talk about the busy week you've had, Lisa, let's talk a little bit about the fall activities throughout the area. Kind of out of that pumpkin patch season, but it sounds like everybody did very well during that year.
They did. Yeah, I think everybody had a very, very successful pumpkin patch or haunted outings in the Potter's Pasture. Or
I'm not brave enough to go.
Me either. I don't, you know, that's too wide open.
You don't know what's going to happen out there.
No.
They're coming at you from every angle, and just when you think you're safe, they come out of nowhere.
Yes. So yeah. No. But that's, you know, yeah, we had a great October, and, you know, we just continue to have record-setting months. September, we just got our lodging tax revenue from sales receipts in September, and that was we had another record month, all-time record month. We've set records since May this year.
Wow.
So that's fabulous. You know, it's just people are traveling. And they're coming to Nebraska, and that's just awesome for us.
So. We welcome that.
Yes, we do.
Lisa, we were talking a little bit about the Visitors Bureau Tuesday morning with George from the Bulletin.
Mm-hmm.
He was recapping the County Commissioners meeting Monday that very much focused around the Visitors Bureau and local tourism. But just before we dive into that in full force, just to give our listeners a reminder, the Visitors Bureau and everything that goes on is funded completely by the lodging tax,
right?
Correct.
Okay. When you stay at any hotel in Nebraska, there is a 5% lodging tax that's collected on your receipt. I shouldn't say everywhere, but we'll say in Lincoln County.
Okay.
Some of them don't collect the full tax that they can per county, but I think everybody is now. Each county can collect up to 4%. That comes to their local visitor bureau, visitor committee, and then 1% goes to the state tourism, and they use it to promote the state.
Okay.
So there's a total of 5%. We operate off of that 4% that's collected here in Lincoln County, and we don't get any property tax funds or anything. All of our benefits and all the marketing that we do, all of our salaries are paid out of that. That 4%.
Okay.
So, even though we're a county department,
sure,
because there's a lot of confusion there, we operate off of our own funds.
Mm-hmm. And that's all completely done from the lodging tax that is paid by visitors that are staying at the Quality Inn or passing on through staying. And it doesn't amount to much for them. I don't think it's really noticeable on your transaction with the hotel itself, but it makes a big difference, obviously.
Right. It makes a huge difference for us. You know, we dedicate a percentage of those funds to grant back. We do promotion funds. We do about $120,000 a year to nonprofits and for-profits that are putting on events to help them market their events.
Okay.
And then the improvement funds that we just went through, it varies every year, but we've been saving, put years away for that. We've had a huge, desperate need for an indoor facility,
mm-hmm.
a multi-use facility that is big enough to host big tournaments, for instance, the Jurassic Park thing that was in Kearney a couple months ago, those big movable dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
National horseshoe pitching. We had a regional tournament here in September, and mm-hmm. they really, really want to come and bring a national tournament, an indoor tournament.
Really? Because September was done out of Cody Park, right?
Correct.
Okay. Interesting. So could do a little bit of that indoors, potentially, if we had the right venue.
Right.
We're looking for something similar to the Viero Event Center then, obviously, or minus the hockey. But
right. we're looking for something that is actually 500,000 square feet,
oh,
a
wow.
big box.
Okay.
When the DNN Event Center talked about renovating, and they're on track to help us create that.
Mm-hmm.
So we can host things from basketball tournaments, volleyball, to that national horseshoe tournament, to our boxing that we've been bringing in. This was the second year for the USA boxing tournament.
Mm-hmm.
COVID has really attacked that, but they expected us in 3 years before COVID that we would probably outgrow the DNN and have to limit
how
many people we would allow.
What a good problem.
Right, exactly. So now that we're talking about expanding the DNN Event Center, we have lots of room to expand and grow. So,
and this is not the first time that this has been discussed. This is something that's been in the works for quite a while. As you said, there's a bit of a rainy day fund, as I like to call them.
Yes.
Put back for towards this goal. And the county obviously supported it this week. And great local partner, too, with Mr. Hannibal.
Yes, definitely. So he's always been a great partner with us in working to help us, bring things into this community with that large venue, but unfortunately it is not large enough. Kearney is building a multi-million dollar multi-use facility out on the interstate that has, six or eight basketball courts, and everybody is outgrowing us, and we can't compete, and we need to be able to compete.
Absolutely.
To keep those sporting events here. And it's mostly youth sports, and, as a parent, when my kids were little and traveling in those type of sports, it was frustrating because we never played at home.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to bring those things here, and it's a huge revenue generator for this community.
Yeah. And George Lobby brought up Tuesday, too, that it was brought up at the meeting at the courthouse on Monday with the county commissioners, that North Platte is an area where you can get some compromise from Lincoln and Omaha to Denver.
Right.
Nobody maybe wants to necessarily go all the way to Denver. You don't want to go all the way to Omaha. So compromise could be reached, and we could be that compromise.
Yep, we are that compromise.
Yeah, we are.
We've proven that with that boxing tournament. Teams from Denver and Omaha have come here to meet. Actually, the organizers of that tournament, that USA Boxing Tournament, are from Crete, Nebraska.
Okay.
They didn't want to do it there because they couldn't get the Denver crew to come there, or anything in Wyoming. So, they looked at us, and they love that DNN event facility, and, we do a great job of helping them put on an event.
Mm-hmm.
We have funds to help them with that, so... it's been great, very successful, even though COVID's kind of pushed us around a little bit. But
there's still been some success despite that pandemic, though.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
Now, Lisa, obviously the big conversation this week was revolving around this proposed big new facility that is hopefully coming in the near future. But there was some other conversation had about some funds.
Right.
I think one that caught my attention was for the Historical Museum.
Right. The Lincoln County Historical Museum asked for funds to help them renovate the Daughters of the American Revolution cabin that they have out there.
Okay.
And actually, I had kind of forgotten that cabin used to be at Memorial Park.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Yes. And they finally moved it out to the museum. Oh, it's been several years, but it's definitely needs some renovation, and actually it's got paneling in it, and it's a cabin, so it's not very authentic.
Yeah, might need a change.
But, back in the 60s and 70s, people just did what they could to save, things, and now we're more saving things to make them look authentic to what they were when they were originally
built. Yeah, more
than
just preserving it.
Right. So we give them, it's $5,365. That one was hard to remember. I can remember all the ones when they're round figures, but this one
when you get out of round, it's tough to remember.
This is, yes. So they try to give, we try to give the museum as much funding as we can, so obviously with the $5,365 to help them with that renovation, to bring it back to its original state, create some lighting in there because it's very dark, so they can showcase those exhibits that they have
and
their artifacts.
Anybody else that received some funds that you want to bring up this morning, Lisa?
Yes, actually the Pickleball Tennis Rebuild Group came in on behalf of the city, that committee, to ask for funding for the tennis courts in Cody Park. And our board gave them $12,500 to renovate 8 tennis courts there in Cody Park. And we all know that they are in dire need of renovation. And there's kind of a theme you've seen with all the funds that we've given out with sporting events. Our facilities here in Lincoln County aren't always good enough to bring in big tournaments that can are revenue generators. So the board has looked at giving money where we see that return on investment, where people can come here and are staying in our hotels, therefore paying that lodging tax
and refilling
our coffers. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, and not just staying at our hotels, eating at our restaurants.
Right.
Come to the Canteen District,
do some
shopping, and a lot of different activities. Going out to the historical museum, killing some time out there, and so.
But it's important that we invest in those things that people do stay in the hotel, so we can get that lodging tax back.
It's a win.
Yes, and thus, like you said, they spend their money everywhere else. Mm-hmm. There's so many things here to do when we do bring tournaments. You know, they love to go to the Golden Spike, the Buffalo
Bill, Cody,
right?
You're not going to be
hanging down, you know, riding horses with dusty trails.
Cody Park. I mean, you go to Cody Park and spend next to nothing to be entertained for hours.
Yes, and have wonderful ice cream.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So you're not short of things to do in this community. That's for sure.
Right. Yes. We had actually 4 applications. The Playhouse came in and asked for funds to help their continued renovation. They have came to us for over 5 years now, and we've given them $89,000 up to date. And we just felt that this year, we've given them a lot of funds, and this year we needed to focus on refilling those coffers. Not necessarily is the Playhouse something that generates a lot of room nights, but it's a absolute gem for our community, so that it is very important, and that's why we've invested in it in the past. Mm-hmm. So,
Lisa, anything else you'd like to bring up this morning?
I think that's it.
While we're talking a little bit about how the Visitors Bureau works here, let's give folks a reminder, too, about the board members and how that committee kind of works. I did see several of them were in attendance at the County Commissioners meeting Monday.
Right. Our board is appointed by the Lincoln County Commissioners. By state statute, 2 of our board members have to come from the hotel industry. 2 of them are from the hotel industry. We have 5 total voting members. The other 3 are ad hoc that come from, any part of our community here in Lincoln County.
For example, Mr. Wolfgang from Quick Stop Incorporation.
Right. Yes. So yes, Tom Wolfgang from Quick Stop is one of our board members. He's an ad hoc member. Whoops. Brad Heisel, he works with Farm Bureau Insurance. Mm-hmm. He is our board chair. Amy Johnston, she works for Lashley Land. And then Jeff Bakey is a manager for Wilkinson's Companies, who own the Best Western Plus and the Holiday Inn Express. And then Cody O'Dell, and he works with the Keenan Group, and Cody actually manages the True by Hilton.
Okay, awesome. And there's a county commissioner that's a liaison on that, too. Is it Commissioner Woodruff?
Yes, it is.
Okay, awesome. Yes. Awesome, I thought so.
Yep, he
only have 4 guesses out of Commissioner Woodruff, so I get there eventually.
Yes, and he's been an absolute asset to our group. We really enjoy having him at our meetings, so.
Lisa, as always, we appreciate the time, appreciate the great work that you and your staff are doing for our community.
All right, thank you.
More coming up on Mugs of the Morning. Thanks to local shelter insurance agents Pete, Brent, and Bo. Community strong all day long.